Hello everyone, this is Guide Dog Tokyo Diary Day 2. It is 11:35 on Monday the 16th of May 2015. Another hot day, not quite as hot as yesterday. It did get to 40 yesterday and it was bad, really bad. Today it's supposed to, quote, only, quote, get to 33 or 34, actually, it said somewhere. excuse me, humidity is a bit up, so let's just tell you, that was a toy. So let me just tell you, first of all, people, thank you so much to everyone who commented on Facebook and on here, and yeah, I know that you can do the DMs and comments on the website. It's just, to me, a lot more fiddle, you know. I had questions about exactly what Tokyo looks like. Tokyo, there's a lot of the golden retriever in here, I'll tell you right now, and that makes me happy, although it's a challenge. She is a bit shorter, she's a bit smaller than Rosie in a way. Who is this? This is Tokyo. Hello, Tokyo. They are similar. Some people said she looks a lot like her. She's shorter and she's a tiny bit wider. She's shorter in the, like, height-wise and only and also in the length-wise. You know what I mean? Head to tail and, like, legs and stuff. But she's a tiny bit wider. She needs to lose a kilo or two. We'll work on that. She is a light color, like Rosie, but she has some brown patches, like kind of brown designs and patches and stripes. Apparently, it looks really cute, like more kind of like coppery brown golden bits, and on her otherwise kind of blonde fur. She's about 28.
Roger, would like to access your contacts.
What are you on about now?
Roger needs access to your contacts.
Okay, Roger.
Roger. Okay, Roger. Okay. Pause recording. Roger.
I don't know what Roger is on about. We had a pretty good night last night. She went to bed. She ate. Took her out once around 5 o'clock. She didn't really do anything. She did. She did a number two. And I fed her, and then she didn't do anything in the evening, about 8 o'clock. and then she had actually quite a peaceful night, a restful night. And we were all very tired. I was in bed by like 10, basically. And I got up at 6, and it was hard to... I don't remember much between then. We were all tired, and we finally got our air conditioner fixed, and we had it on, and it was lovely. So we got up this morning around 6. I took her out. She's pretty vocal in the morning. She does these funny yawns and sounds, and she reminds me a lot of Snowy. She has a bit of the golden stubbornness and... she's got the Labrador enthusiasm, but she's got the golden kind of, I'm here, hello, you know, and I think she's channeling Snowy in some ways. She made us laugh with some funny noises this morning while she was waiting. She's on tie down. She was waiting to be taken off tie down. The trainer said, take her off tie down in the morning, right before, like just before you're ready to take her out to spend. So did that, and she did both. She came upstairs and she ate. She has to have her, I think I said this yesterday or someone said it, either the trainer on here, that the food has to be mixed with a bit of water because she eats too quickly otherwise. So that was done. Then I put her on tie down while I had my breakfast, some toast and a cup of coffee. Trainer arrived just after 7:30. and we took her out. We did a bit of obedience work in the... I didn't record. I'm sorry. It was... I just had too many things
Roger,
going
notification.
On.
Roger. Green face is normalized. Jeff Shang is talking to the Steve Rotello.
Okay. So... we did some obedience work with... she wanted me to do it in harness, which I was a bit reluctant about. So we did some... obedience work in harness, which I didn't think worked that well, but she did. We did, you know, sit, stay, down, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I will do it without the harness this afternoon. That's what I have to do. We did kind of like not exactly a block walk. It was kind of like a right angle type thing. Bit of obstacles, a bit more complicated than we wanted it, but it's a path that she actually saw when she was here for the match walk, so she wanted, the trainer wanted her to see something, to go somewhere where she'd been. Then we did some targeting, so we crossed the road and had her find the deli, bakery, hairdresser, ATM and supermarket and fruit shop, all using clicker. Love
Roger,
the clicker.
Love
the clicker training.
Switch off.
That should take care of that. I apologize. Love the clicker. I think it's a magical device if used properly. If it's overused, like with every up curb, down curb, every second, it's too much. But if it's used specifically for targeting, I absolutely am a big advocate of the clicker. Worked with clicker, came back home. It was very hot. It was, you know, 8 in the morning, basically, and it was getting towards the 30-degree mark, so we had to stop. I was drenched, and Tokyo was tired, and the trainer still has another one to do it, like, had another one to do at, like, 10 and 11, and I was like, oh, my gosh. We did that, came home. I let her kind of just like hang out, and then I wanted to do some cooking. I had to make, that's the disadvantage of not going on a course. You still have to do the cooking and you still have to do the housework. Put her on tie down when I did some cooking. Oh, we worked a bit. I kind of showed her a little bit of how to, you know, taught her that it was okay to go on her bed, not my bed. Like showed her the bed, and because she was kind of laying next to it, so kind of you know did a little bit of encouragement work on, so she did end up going on her bed, which is good. What else did we do? Yeah, put her on tie down when I made some food for lunch. Put rice on and stuff. Then I took her off tie down. She's hanging out with me here under the table. Is that you? Yeah, it is you. I had a bit of a moment of sadness when Rosie saw the harness and wanted to go and wanted to come with us, and that nearly killed me. That was, you know, we had to basically ignore it and tell her that she wasn't coming, and I asked Jeff to give her a cuddle and stuff, so... yeah, sorry there isn't a live recording. Maybe I will... everything's talking. Maybe I will record the obedience session a bit later. But I will do it later in the afternoon. That's it for today. Day for this morning, I think, and I will probably come back this afternoon. I will try to attach a photo here. Anyway, thank you for listening.